Prices for diesel fuel have hit a record high for the third time in 3 weeks. Among those hardest hit are the nation's 350,000 independent truckers. From Ohio Public Radio, Bill Cohen reports.
If you think you're feeling the pinch when spending $25 or $30 to fill up your car's gas tank, imagine how John Sears feels. He's at a truck stop off I-71 in central Ohio. Even filling up just half of the diesel tank of his 18-wheeler results in a staggering bill.
87 gallons, $152.62.
Trucker Juan Surrett's diesel bill is even bigger than that today.
120 gallons of fuel, and the price was $200.
Both Surrett and Sears are independent truckers. That means they own their own semis and contract to haul freight for shippers or full-scale trucking companies. In the past 4 weeks alone, diesel prices have risen 21 cents a gallon. They're up 55 cents from just a year ago. The Energy Department reports the current average price is a record high, $1.71. Fuel tanks in these semis usually hold at least 200 gallons. The trucks average only 6 miles to a gallon, and the typical driver buys about 20,000 gallons of diesel a year. Todd Spencer works with the Independent Truckers Trade Group. He says the recent spikes in diesel prices drain money directly from truckers' wallets.
For each 5 cents per gallon increase in fuel, that means a $1,000 knock on net income for an individual trucker. These are individuals that average making no more than $35,000 a year.
Spencer predicts a flood of bankruptcy filings in the coming months. That's just what happened a few years ago when fuel prices first soared.
Since January of 2000, there have been more than 250,000 heavy trucks repossessed in the U.S., and that's more than 10% of all of the large trucks there are in the country.
The big rise in diesel reflects a jump in the price of crude oil. That's blamed in part on the strike by oil industry workers in Venezuela and fears that a U.S.-led attack on Iraq will disrupt Mideast oil supplies. Terry Fleming lobbies for the major oil companies in Ohio. He cites a third reason for the run-up in diesel prices.
Diesel fuel is exactly the same as home heating fuel, and we've had to divert what would have gone to diesel fuel to home heating fuel, which makes diesel fuel scarce, and thus the price goes up.
Whenever diesel prices go up, there's increased chatter over trucks' CB radios about independent truckers possibly staging a strike. Todd Spencer says truckers have two choices, both bad.
They don't make any money if they run, and they certainly don't make any money if they set. But many are talking about saying, I'm just simply going to stay home till something happens with fuel prices.
But don't count on seeing thousands of independent truckers park their rigs. John Sears says uniting his fellow independent truckers is a tough sell.
The independents like myself, we could shut down, you know, take them home, park them. It's not going to do any good because the big companies are just going to swallow up what freight we've got.
So, for now at least, independent truckers like John Sears appear to have only two options: keep their trucks rolling and pay the record high fuel prices, or park their rigs and look for another job. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen at the Pilot Truck Stop near Delaware, Ohio.